Great. Thanks very much, Christiane. So there's some great initiatives that you're involved in creating public awareness, and one of them is the Climb for Wilderness, which seems to have a long history in the city. Do you want to share with me a little bit about that, how the public can get involved, and what that contributes to the organization and to the environment?
Great. Well, Climb for Wilderness is a wonderful event, you're right. It is often referred to as the best Earth Day event in the West. And of course, that's not an official title, but it gives you a bit of an idea that it is about Earth Day. It is about celebrating our natural environment. It's about learning more. It's about being out together with people who want to be active and healthy and that support wilderness and wildlife in this province. It is this year 28 years that we have been having this event, and we try to have it as close to Earth Day as possible in April. And it started, as I said, 28 years ago as a very small event with a bit of a trifold, a cardboard trifold on the apron of the Calgary Tower with affiliation with the World Wildlife Fund to bring attention to areas in Alberta that we were concerned about then. And people climbed the stairs of the Calgary Tower. There's about 802 of those stairs. And through the course of years, dignitaries like Ralph Klein and Joe Clark and Dave Rodney and a number of other MLAs, our city councillors, mayors, have all come out to support the event, and sometimes to climb, and sometimes to take the elevator to the top. We have a group of people that spans every demographic, children in backpacks, all the way up to our oldest climber, who is 101 years old this year. He won't likely climb the stairs all the way, but he'll probably climb some. 3 years ago, we moved the event from the Calgary Tower to the Bow Building. The Bow Building has a fabulous external, it's not really external, it has a staircase that is glass-walled, so that as you climb the stairs, you can actually look out and see the Bow River and look far beyond to the east, to the north, and see some of that beautiful landscape that we talk about as part of Calgary and Alberta's wealth. The stairs in the Bow Building are quite a bit more, in the 1200 range, and to give a bit more of a challenge to people. It is a family day, a fun day, a corporate team day, a day when people meet people that they met last year on the stairs or the last 20 years that they've been climbing faithfully, and they look forward to meeting each other and talking about what's new and supporting Alberta Wilderness Association and the work we do throughout Alberta. The stairwells have actually painted on them things about how high you are at each landing and whether that would be the same as the height of, for example, the Statue of Liberty or where you're at in the scheme of the rest of the world when you're climbing up 55 flights of stairs. Added to that, we have educational posters that we put up about the kinds of things Alberta Wilderness Association is working on or has been working on through the years. So we will feature a particular animal like caribou and talk about some of the things that caribou need. They need habitat and range well protected in this province, and there's a lot of work going on about that. We're making very, very slow progress on it. We'd like to see more progress, and it helps people have an idea about that. We will talk about specific areas like a grassland area or a boreal area that we'd like to see protected for whatever reason, and people learn as they climb the stairs. And at the top, we will have staff there to help them learn more, answer questions. We have activities for children. We really like to encourage children to be part of this day, as well as adults and our very senior adults. It's a welcoming place, and this year, this month in February, it's really exciting that we are having February is a free month for children in grade 3 to register. There's some restrictions. They have to have a parent register along with them, and they also are limited to 300 free registrations. And sometimes people say to me, well, why grade 3? And it's partly because we checked with some of the teachers in elementary schools, and partly because we had some of our volunteer coordinators suggest that that would be a good year to try and include, in part because of what they're learning in school. But also we understand that sometimes free things come for grades 1 and 2 and maybe grades 4 and 5, but not grade 3. So we figured that we would do this year as something special for that age range of children to encourage them and their parents to come out. The registration fees are reasonable, and it is, as I said, an exciting time to celebrate Earth Day. And we have grown from that first year on the apron and sidewalk of encouraging people to come in, to where we probably had a handful of people, maybe 30, I'm not sure, the records aren't that great, to where we expect about 1,000 people to be part of this event on April 27th. And registration opens around 8:30 in the morning, or check-in. Registration is online now, and we certainly hope people will register well in advance and not expect to be able to register on the morning of. Everyone who registers will get a wonderful t-shirt that acknowledges an endangered species and the supporters that we have for this event. There are prizes to be won for people who are fundraisers and raise funds beyond the basic required amount. And those funds that we raise are important to the association to help us continue our work, support the outreach we do, the opportunities for teachers to have us come to their classrooms without charge, the work that we do traveling throughout Alberta to attend meetings and speak on behalf of our members and supporters about things that are important to this association and those people, and to be able to be a viable force on social media and on the internet, and to provide the tremendous website we have that is a wealth and indeed a bit of a resource center. It's very resource intense for people who are doing research on anything that we have awareness of. And at the end of the day, it's one where the smiles are so evident. It's a happy day, a day of hope, and one where we're healthy, active people celebrating the province that we are so fortunate to live in. We do have the opportunity to time your climb. It is not a race. It is one for you if you want to be official and have yourself on the monitor when you get to the top that says you climbed as fast as a turtle or as fast as a hawk. would climb those stairs. You can see yourself on a monitor, and it is not, I want to be very clear, a competition. It is just an extra idea of how we are part of this whole ecosystem. And it is for our own health. So you can take the full 2 hours to climb those stairs if you want. But most people do it in that 20 to 30 minute range. Our fastest youngster ran up in about 8 minutes. And so we have everything from that to those who chug along. And I remember some wise words from some of our older climbers who would, if they could, be out climbing a mountain instead of climbing stairs, that it's all about pacing, one step at a time, and taking your time and pacing the climb. Anyone can do this, I can assure you.